Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 28th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the heavens. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for June 28th to July 5th and beyond? We do have some planetary changes this week, but first up, there's a full moon on Wednesday, July 1st, at 15 degrees Sagittarius. This marks the culmination of the energies of the month of Ashada, named for the nakshatra of the full moon, Purva Ashada. This nakshatra has a reputation for drastic actions, and that tendency is accentuated by the near direct opposition of Mars, planet of aggression and combat, from its position across the zodiac in Gemini. Thus, the energy of the month, which has been building since the new moon back on June 16th, which you'll remember was conjunct Mars, now gets further boosted by the direct Mars aspect on this full moon. Should be exciting. Venus will change signs, leaving Cancer and entering Leo on Saturday, July 4th. Leo is not considered a totally favorable sign for Venus because the ruler of Leo, the Sun, is an enemy for Venus. In personal charts, Venus in Leo is often experienced as narcissism, since Leo is very egocentric. On the world stage, Venus, as the planet of harmony and agreement, in Leo, the sign of kings and leaders, can lead to a greater likelihood of compromise. Venus is also the planet of finances, another topic that has been especially important lately due to the financial crisis brought on by the Greek debt situation. Venus is moving very slowly at this point because it will begin a retrograde period in a few weeks, starting on July 25th. There will be lots to say about that in an upcoming show. Just a few hours after Venus changes signs, Mercury will change signs as well, leaving Taurus and entering Gemini. Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. A planet in its own sign is strong for its significations. So, this sounds like a good thing. The problem is that once Mercury enters Gemini, it will be meeting up with its enemy, Mars. Mercury, the planet of consensus, in Gemini, the sign that can see things from multiple points of view, would normally be good for finding rational solutions to difficult problems. But Mars, planet of combat and aggression, combining with Mercury, will end up producing a war of ideas, a battle between reasons, conflicting versions of the truth, lots of arguments, and so on. Mercury will be together with Mars for only a couple of weeks until July 20th. The exact conjunction of Mars and Mercury will be on Wednesday, July 15th. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at Astro News Report.